Be an expert CV writer. We've discussed in chapter 12 about CV. We've discussed various aspects to an effective CV. And we've also discussed what exactly is a CV. So as we said, it gives an overview of a person's qualifications, experience, awards, honors. All this actually defines a CV. You have it, what you should have in your CV. That means what are the skills you want to portray? What are you applying for? And are you able to express it appropriately in your CV is most important. So after studying this topic, you CVs are usually read in less than a minute. So you should have key words in your CV to show your strengths. CVs have to be planned carefully. Have to be planned, BE. The factors to be highlighted in CVs. Why each CV has to be tailor-made for the specific job. It should seem apt for the job you're applying to. For some jobs, experience is more relevant, while for some others, education and training. And CVs for a few specific jobs. Basics of CV writing should be no more than 2 pages, printed on good quality A4 size white or cream paper, laser printed rather than photocopied or Xeroxed. Should be easy to read with plenty of white space around text, but not so much space that you can just see space there, right? Consistent style in terms of font between 10 and 12. Divided into clear sections, that means education, experience, achievements. Most recent and relevant details should be listed first. Shouldn't be too vague or too specific. Check spelling, grammar, punctuation, very important. CV should be targeted and individual for each job. That means every CV should be for, when you give it, it should be like you are applying for a particular job and you as an individual want to target this position. Encourage use of positive words that have an impact, right? 8 years of work experience. So you're focusing that you've achieved this or worked as an effective team leader, handled people effectively during a crisis. Okay, always include a covering letter when sending a CV. Each job needs a CV tailored for it. Frequently, the title and even a brief description of the dissertation will be included in this portion. Title, your job title, most important. After that, you will want to determine both what the jobs that you're interested in require and where your strengths lie. So you've got to match the two. What are you interested in and does that match with what you've applied for? When determining what comes after your education or educational credentials, remember that the earlier in your document a particular block of information comes, the more emphasis you will be placing on the block of information. That's the most important information should come first. That means very often CVs have objective. The objective will say it all for the person as to what exactly you are looking for. Employers will usually take at most only 35 seconds to look at this one-page representation of you before deciding whether to keep or discard it. A person having 12 years of work experience had a very effective CV written in one page. The most crucial points were highlighted. It seemed as if anyone would wish to hire him or her. Why? Because he was very clear-cut and specific with what he's done so far, very clear-cut and specific with what he's expecting as far as work is concerned. To ensure that you will make it past that initial screening, you should design your resume in such a way that employers can read the document easily and process information quickly. One way to do this is to confirm the conventional format of a resume, since employees know how resumes work and where to locate certain information. You have a format for the resume. Follow that format. That is what is most important. In addition, you should keep certain design principles in mind that will increase your chances of getting your resume into the keep pile. It should not be discarded or just kept away. Designing your resume can be a challenge and requires you to take a closer look at how readers read. We've discussed a lot of this format and aspects of CV in chapter 12, so I am not repeating in this chapter. Office administrators ensure that company runs smoothly, professionally, and effectively. Any lacuna in administration function can harm operations of all other departments of the organization. When selecting a candidate for filling any vacancy in administration, the first question employers have in mind are you efficient, well organized? Do you believe in planning, organizing, coordinating, so forth, so on? Competent. Can you have the basic competency to do a particular job appropriately? Are you resourceful and useful? Proficient. For example, language proficiency. Do you have the skill to pick up Japanese as well as another language at this juncture? Capable. How capable are you? That is what we see through your work, through your achievements, and through your skills. Professional. Do you ideally believe in being a professional, or you take your work as a casual individual? Now, when I say professional, it can mean on two fronts. Are you thorough expert in your field? And thus, are you a professional? That means, are you focusing on your work as a priority? Are you not taking it slack? That's what it means. Helpful. Yes, ideally, how do you come across as an individual? Keeping these requirements in focus when applying for a clerical, secretarial, or administrative job. So what is the focus here? CV for a job in the admin department. Your specific technical skills, the ability to use certain software. So for example, if it's technical, are you able to use that software? For example, are you able to use an accounting software, which probably your company has just come up with? Your clerical, administrative, and organizational skills and experience. Your experience in relevant areas such as data handling. What is it you've done so far in far as data handling is concerned? As far as data handling is concerned. Your proficiency and dependability. Your ability to work with others. Your ability to work with others. Are you able to handle people effectively as much as you can handle yourself? Are you able to handle the stress and handle the stress of others? That's what is required. CV for a job in admin department, it must meet these requirements. For example, description, office assistants. Office assistant job purpose maintains office operations by receiving and distributing communication, maintaining supplies and equipment, picking up and delivering items, serving customers. So this is being specific. When I say maintaining supplies and equipment, I am being too specific with the kind of work which is done and which can be expected. That's why it's put forward in this manner. Receiving and distributing communication. Are you efficient and effective when it comes to communication? That is what is most required. Office assistant job duties forwards information by receiving and distributing communication, collecting and mailing correspondence, copying information. Maintain supply by checking stock to determine inventory levels. So you're looking into, are you understanding? We are focusing on every aspect of your job. Now, this is how you need to be specific with what you put forward. If you remember, we've discussed job description, job specification. It is linked to that. You're being very specific with what you are doing. You're being so specific that it gets easier for the person to understand what exactly is your job profile. Placing and expediting orders. Verifying receipts, stocking items, delivering supplies to workstations. So right from the start till the end. Maintains equipment by completing preventive maintenance, troubleshooting failures, calling for repairs, monitoring equipment operation, monitoring and purchasing meter fund. Maintains office schedule by picking up and delivering items using automobile. Okay. So just explaining every aspect of work. That's what they're trying to focus on. Serves customers by backing up receptionists, answering questions, forwarding messages, confirming customer orders, keeping customers informed of order status. Updates job knowledge by participating in educational opportunities. Whenever there's an opportunity, you upgrade yourself academically. Enhances organization reputation by accepting ownership for accomplishing new and different requests. Exploring opportunities to add value to job accomplishments. What are your job achievements? Skills qualifications we've done. General scheduling, telephone skills, typing, documentation skills, meeting, planning, verbal communication, written communication, dependability. Are you reliable? Can a person expect you to be dedicated and committed to your work? Attention to detail, administrative detail writing. Are you effective as far as written and spoken communication is concerned? What about documentation as a skill? Are you effective as far as planning is concerned? Are you focusing on being organized? Are you ideally having telephone and email etiquette? All those aspects. So sales personnel ensure the company sells its products at budgeted margins and makes a profit. The question to keep in mind is, can you sell? I gave you an example once at Shiv Khera. Ideally, when he gave an example, he said that a person with a stammering problem, see, it's up to us whether you want to consider that as a problem, but became the best salesman in the world. He gave an example saying that the individual said, do you want to buy the Bibles or shall I read it to you for free? So the person ideally got the best salesman award. Why? He was able to convince. Customer oriented, competent, resourceful, drive and enthusiasm, being motivated enough, persuade and convince, having the skill and ability to be persuasive, professional, powerful communication, effective in terms of communication. That means a powerful orator. That's what we can put forward. Make full use of following CV sections. Key skills. All sales and marketing workforce must possess ability to sell, successful track record, drive and enthusiasm, competence and integrity. Integrity being most important. Confidence in one's abilities and conviction that one can deliver. I have to have the grit and determination in what I am doing. I have to have that belief that whatever I am doing is correct. Personal profile, get your energy, commitment and enthusiasm across. Enthusiasm is contagious. Get it across. Key experience, include a section that highlights your achievements, your ability to meet and exceed targets, increase turnover and profit, add to orders, win new customers and obtain repeat orders from satisfied customers. Put in all the effort to increase sales. Put in all the effort to convince the current customers, put in all the effort to have loyal customers, and put in all the efforts to have free flow of communication. Then it seems work can be effective. Career history, expand on your success and include your areas of knowledge. Experience other than sales but relevant to the job can be valuable. Buyers like to feel they're dealing with someone who speaks their language, something which appeals to them. It's like the maps match that, okay, whatever I put forward to you, you as a buyer feel we are at the same wavelength. We're having the same thought process. We're on the same page. Technical staff carries out complex production processes competently. Now you're talking CV for technical jobs and knowledgeably. They are usually problem solvers as they know most about the process they can handle. Production, maintenance, inspection. An employer of technical staff wants to be certain that you have the technical proficiency, the knowledge and experience to take over smoothly and efficiently with as little disruption to production as possible. So you want your activities to go as smooth as required as far as production is concerned. The question they will be asking is, can you do the job? Do you have that as a knack and skill in you to do the job and to achieve the goals? Highlight your specific technical skills. What is exceptional about you as far as technical skills are concerned? Qualifications, experience in specific areas. We just discussed before the various words you use to convince them. Dependability, accuracy, methodical approach. What is your approach? If people feel you're appropriate for production, what is your approach? Why should they hire you and trust you in terms of the work you do? How much can they rely on you as far as outcome is concerned? Organizational skills and ability to work as part of a team. So personal profile, emphasize your proficiency, your knowledge and your skills, qualifications. They're important in technical jobs. Add a section highlighting your qualifications and training, as well as the usual education and training section. Key skills. Your technical skills are vital along with your knowledge and experience. So spell them out. The management CV. Managers make sure that everything happens according to a plan. They ensure that everybody else in the team works effectively and efficiently. And if there is a problem, they troubleshoot to find out what the problem is. They go to the root of the problem to resolve it. They have the knack and skill again to intervene and to identify the problem so that it can get resolved at the earliest. They then devise a solution to correct and prevent that problem and immediately put it into practice. The key question for managers is, will you get results? Yes. Only if there's harmony, results can be achieved. So they focus on bonding and building a rapport with one and all. Key skills. Managerial abilities as well as specific technical skills. Think about transferable management skills such as. So you have one combination. Management skills, specific technical skills. Okay, now what does the focus on? Analytical skills, the ability to weigh up facts and make appropriate judgment and decision. You could resolve a complex situation, come up with effective ways and means to resolve it, and find a way to come up with something effective in the long run. Problem solving skills, ability to weigh problems, assess options and arrive at a solution. Just to remind you and just to repeat that we have discussed most of these aspects in chapter 12. So communication skills, ability to receive and convey information at different levels. Interpersonal skills, the ability to motivate, influence and persuade people. Key achievements show that you've achieved results in the past. Include a section providing your key achievements and showing your track record of success. Career history, your experience counts. Few people go straight into management from college or university. And ideally, your foundation in business is important. Detail your duties and responsibilities. So a lot to do with your history. What is it? How did you start? What is it in terms of success, your contribution? Where are you today? What is exceptional about you? Even if for this, if you remember the previous slides which we discussed, whereby she said she worked as a team leader. She managed a team of 10 people. Another person said that he had 8 years of proven track record. A third person said he was goal-oriented and dynamic. So that's what is mentioned. So you're focusing or highlighting your positive points. So ideally, CV for a creative job, something which is absolutely unique. For example, someone in the field of, say, advertising, something unique, something different. Employers need to know you will do that to a deadline and on budget, else business will suffer. The question they're asking, will you deliver? Your CV needs to highlight through understanding of your field, through and thorough understanding. That means you are able to specify what exactly you're doing in your field, track record of effective, innovative and creative solutions, ability to come up with results every time. Your creativity also focuses on lateral thinking or thinking out of the box. Drive and ambition to continue to produce top quality work. Ability to work both individually and as part of team to get results. So here the focus is more on innovation and effective ways and means. Focus on the following CV sections. Personal profile, present yourself as innovative yet businesslike. It definitely helps. Key skills, practical ability and technical competence are important. Good foundation skills ensure that style and originality can be attended every time. Key achievements. Creative jobs are result oriented. Include a section outlining your success stories, work that fulfilled its creativity brief inventively. So whatever work you did, it was fulfilled with creativity to deadline and within budget. Convince that your work actively contributed to the success. So you came up with such effective ways and means to ideally look into a situation which gave a lot of accolades to you. That means people appreciated your thought process. People realized that you could be so skillful with thoughts and how approachable you are in terms of any situation which needs to be resolved and come up with creative ideas. Focus on the following CV sections. Your career history, very important. Your experience is important. The creative and practical challenges you have faced. How do you overcome them? How you overcame them? And the skill and knowledge you have developed as a result, right? Once you overcome those challenges or a crisis, How did you deal with it? Take, for example, a public relation officer. There was syringe found in one of the cold drinks, right? That means you take any company, a syringe found in that cold drink. How did, or that can, how did he deal with it? How did he convince the public that it could probably be done to ideally malign the image, to spoil the image of the company? What were the various steps he took to deal sensitively with the public? What were the creative aspects he looked into to retain customers so that customer loyalty is not really, probably not followed? Because when you ideally discover something like this, you can easily say that I do not wish to purchase this anymore. So customer loyalty may not be followed if they discover these kind of aspects. So how did he deal with it? Concentrate on your practical skills. So demonstrate your suitability in the CV section. For practical jobs, your practical skills show you understand what the job requires and that you have the right skills and experience. Include relevant experience and training. Career history we've done before, but when I talk of practical skills, someone ideally is probably dealing with a team of people who ideally are a part of a larger team which is looking into crisis. So what are the various practical aspects or skills which you need to implement to deal with these kind of people? Are you able to handle emotions well? So you've got to be more practical out here than being emotional. Highlight your experience of dealing with people, positive approach to customer service, interpersonal and communication skills, influencing and persuading skills, ability to stay calm under pressure. We've discussed all these before. A personal profile: sound, friendly, helpful, dependable. This also shows a lot about the character of the individual. So for customer relationship, this goes appropriate. What are the key skills that make you good at dealing with people? And a first-class interface between the company and the public. Include relevant technical skills too. Key experience: include a section on the duties. What exactly are you focusing on? A sample CV for customer relations job. When we talk of Vijay Shah, an experienced travel consultant with a pleasant, friendly manner, a genuine interest in people, and a strong desire to provide clients with the best possible holiday experience. So first, experience is a word. Friendly, of course, the individual needs to be friendly. And then you ideally talk, provide clients with the best holiday possible. So you're kind of raising the hopes of the people who wish to look forward to something unique and something different. Key skills again: patient and tactful with good listening skills, excellent interpersonal skills we've discussed, face-to-face or telephone, email, remaining calm. Of course, you cannot be temperamental. You've got to be calm. Appearance, of course, the way you dress, the way you conduct yourself, carry yourself. Continual updating of product knowledge. You need to be updated with product knowledge and personal skills. Accurate keyboard skills, general IT skills. You should be proficient at working with Windows or any other aspect as far as computers concerned, so that you are partially or partly tech savvy. First-rate knowledge of travel geography in this case, right? Travel requirements, health requirements, passport, visas, and other travel documents. This would be for ideally when we discussed in the previous slide, you're talking of him whereby he's focusing on the customer and he's focusing ideally giving them the best holiday possible. Key experience: 4 years experience as a consultant dealing with both the general public and business travelers. Handling inquiries and providing information, helping and advising on options and choices. You give them various choices. Handling problems, queries and complaints efficiently and effectively. 2010 to present, when you talk of ideally career history, Excel Global Travels Limited, Chandigarh, travel consultant. Now again, see the words: worked as a part of team dealing with customer queries and bookings, package, company tours, vacations and specialist holidays, as well as business travel. So customized packets sometimes that people ideally do not want to follow your schedule. They tell you what they expect and you follow that. Advice on suitable destinations, routes, methods of travels and other options depending on client need and expectation. So completely focusing on what the client needs. Assisted business travelers with information and advice, frequently arranging confirming bookings at short notice, and to tight deadlines, including cancellation and change booking. So you're kind of flexible. Cancellations happen, changing the dates, right? All those aspects are looked into. Advice on required travel and health requirements and documents. So probably when you travel abroad, health insurance, right? So you're looking into that too. Checked and verified flight accommodation availability, right? Flight and accommodation availability, timings, budget requirements, car hire, trips, excursion. So see the words which are used, very typical to the profile. So that's what they're trying to say. The words have to be completely associated with the profile. Handle cash and credit card transactions promptly and efficiently. Consistently met and regularly exceeded company targets. Now this is most important, that you have exceeded company targets. Summary. Different jobs call for different CVs to suit the job requirements. There is no standard CV to fit all the jobs. Study the situations vacant advertisement or the job description. You know, and you have situation vacant. So what do they expect there? Situation vacant for which profile? What is it that they expect? The specific CV has to be prepared considering skills required to perform that job. CV should highlight skills and education that are directly relevant to job performance. A CV is a marketing document for attracting employers towards candidates. If the rules laid down in this session are strictly followed, your CV will certainly occupy top 10% of the total CVs received. If it is interesting to study CVs completed for clerical, managerial, technical, and practical jobs, because how they differ. If it is observed, each one will differ with certain criteria, words, effectiveness, which will ideally be most important. That means the words will create an impact and effect. And thus the person may think whether they want to hire you or not. Of course, a lot about the way you can conducting yourself during the interview, all those aspects are also important. Self-assessment questions. Why one standard CV cannot fit each job on offer in the market? That's not possible. The words used, the kind of tasks you do, the profiling, all of it will differ. What factors need to be considered while preparing a CV for a clerical job? What is career history? How does it strengthen your CV? What factors need to be considered while preparing a CV for technical job? We have finished chapter 15. Thank you.